This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address the Kautilya Economic Conclave in New Delhi this evening. The third edition of the Kautilya Economic Conclave will be held from today till the 6th of October. This year's conclave will focus on themes such as financing the green transition, geo-economic fragmentation, and the implications for growth, principles for policy action to preserve resilience, among others. Both Indian and international scholars and policymakers will discuss some of the most important issues confronting the Indian economy and economies of the global south. Speakers from across the world will take part in their conclave. The Kautilya Economic Conclave is being organized by the Institute of Economic Growth in partnership with the Ministry of Finance. The Union Cabinet has approved the Pradhan Mantri Rashtriya Krishi Vikas Yojana to promote sustainable agriculture and Krishonnati Yojana to achieve food security for agriculture self-sufficiency. Briefing media in New Delhi, Union Minister of Information and Broadcasting Ashwini Vaishnaw said the decisions taken in the Cabinet meeting relate to increasing farmers' income and ensuring food security to the middle-class people. Union Cabinet has approved productivity-linked bonus of 78 days for over 11,72,000 railway employees. The bonus amount will be 2,029 crore rupees. Mr. Vaishnaw said that the payment of productivity-linked bonus acts as an incentive to motivate the railway employees for working towards improvement in the performance of the railways.
रेलवे एम्प्लॉइज के लिए प्रोडक्टिविटी लिंक बोनस 2,029 करोड़ रुपए का प्रोडक्टिविटी लिंक बोनस माने प्रधानमंत्री जी की अध्यक्षता में कैबिनेट में अप्रूव हुआ है और ये रेलवे ने जो बहुत अच्छी परफॉर्मेंस की है उसके कारण ये संभव हो पाया है. इससे 11,72,240 एम्प्लॉइज को बेनिफिट होगा.
The cabinet chaired by the Prime Minister Narendra Modi has approved to confer the status of classical language to Marathi, Pali, Prakrit, Assamese and Bengali languages. The classical languages serve as a custodian of India's ancient cultural heritage, embodying the essence of each community's historical and cultural milestone. Maharashtra Chief Minister Eknath Shinde and Deputy Chief Ministers Devendra Fadnavis and Ajit Pawar have expressed gratitude towards Union Government and the Prime Minister for granting classical language status to Marathi. All arrangements have been made for the assembly elections in Haryana. The single-phase election will be held for 90-member assembly tomorrow. There are 1,031 candidates in fray, which include 930 males and 101 females. Haryana Chief Electoral Officer Pankaj Agarwal said, among these candidates, 464 are independent. The state has more than 2,354,000 eligible voters. At least 10 people have been killed and 3 injured in a road accident in Mirzapur district of Uttar Pradesh in the wee hours today. The incident took place near Mirza Murad on Mirzapur-Varanasi border when a truck collided with a tractor trolley. SP Mirzapur Abhinandan informed that the tractor trolley was carrying 13 labourers, which was hit by a truck from behind. The injured have been admitted in hospitals. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed grief over the loss of lives in the road accident in Mirzapur in Uttar Pradesh. In a social media post, Mr. Modi wished for the speedy recovery of all the injured. He said that under the supervision of the state government, the local administration is engaged in helping the victims in every possible way. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will begin an official visit to Sri Lanka today, during which he will meet with the Sri Lankan leadership. The Ministry of External Affairs said the visit, in line with India's neighbourhood first policy and Sagar outlook, highlights the shared commitment of both the countries to deepening their long-standing partnership for mutual benefit. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has paid tribute to the revolutionary freedom fighter Shyamaji Krishna Varma on his birth anniversary today. In a social media post, Mr. Modi highlighted Shyamaji Krishna Varma's unwavering spirit and dedication to the nation, emphasizing that his legacy will continue to inspire generations. In cricket, Harmanpreet Kaur-led India will begin their Women's T20 World Cup 2024 campaign against Sophie Devine's New Zealand in Dubai this evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.